Segment of Noise Punk and Das Kuhner. I am Das Kuhner, but Gene, who are you?
I am Noise Punk. Welcome to the show, Noise Punk and Das Kuhner, our number two show, second show ever.
Officially our number two show.
And what do we? And today we have a very special show for you. I guess we'll always say we have a special show.
Yeah, that's because what people they're all
say.
Great.
We have a very special show for you. But Today, for real, we have with us conductor, composer, cellist.
Eccentric.
Guy who lives across the street. No, I don't know. I'm joking about that. Dan Barrett.
One of the greatest players of our time and musicians. Hello, how are you, sir?
Well, I am the spokesman for Motel Transylvania and Dan Barrett. My name is the Transylvanian Medic. I hope you do not mind my interjection here. Mr. Barrett is incommoded in taxi cab right now, having just flown in on the bat plane. So if you'll give him but a moment, he will be in studio, accompanied by Entourage and the flying chic in but a few minutes.
Okay, so I guess, well, there you have it. We have to wait for Dan Barrett. He's not here yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not feel necessary to decipher all that.
Yes, okay, so what's the spokesman's name? I forgot. I'm sorry.
What? My name is the Transylvanian Maniac. With me, I have the presidential candidate of the Motel Transylvania party, Lester Spuzz.
Oh, Lester Spuzz. Oh, I've heard of him.
Lester Spuzz. And the particularity of his platform is quite singular. Mr. Spuzz, please. Yeah, man, I'm running on a platform of beer, wine, and marijuana.
Oh, well, there you have. Well, then you're the guy for us. You're in the right show.
Oh, yes.
Well, maybe since you are the Transylvanian Maniac, and I know that you sing on this piece that Dan Barrett composed called Hotel Transylvania.
That's right.
So perhaps before Dan comes, we should play this piece, Hotel Transylvania, which you're singing on, I assume.
Yes, naturally. This is, you know, a recording done back in 1994. In the period
94.
Of nascence, as it were, of the Great Zombie Staatsoper.
Oh, yes, the Great Zombie Staatsoper, which you will talk about, or Dan Barrett, if he's here. It's a band that Dan Barrett had called the Zombie Staatsoper. And we're going to hear a piece from this band called Hotel Transylvania. Or is it Motel?
Motel. The distinction is essential.
Yes, it's essential.
Welcome to the Motel Transylvania.
Okay, I don't think that's how it goes.
Wine and marijuana, man.
Okay, Lester, calm down. All right, here we go. Zombie Staatsoper, piece by Dan Barrett called Motel Transylvania.
We'll be right back. Hey, boys and girls, let's go right now to the craziest place in town. We're gonna do a lot of hanging out, but we're really, really gonna get down. Well, it's kind of a space age pickup joint, and it's really, really out of sight. Then we'll eat triceratops tenderloin and do the vile thing all of the night. Well, Motel Transylvania is the grooviest place to be. Grab that horny Amazon and plant a banana tree. Then eat that crazy hemlock plant and smoke that cactus too. No skipping on the werewolf recipe, because it's fun for me and you. Let's rhythm and rhyme to the sound of the graveyard beat. We're gonna have a really homicidal time, cause the kids will feel just neat. We'll boogie with the whacked out Valkyries and do that slappy thing. It's the cyanide twist you can't resist at the joint where all the kids love to dance and swing.
Motel Transylvania, performed there by the Zombie Stotz Opera. and led by the composer and great musician Daniel Barrett. Did you say Dan or Daniel Barrett?
Wait, he's not here yet.
Barrett has yet to arrive from Motel Transylvania.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
But who was the lead singer? That was you, right?
Transylvanian Maniac.
Yeah, that was you, Transylvania Maniac.
Right. I should remember that.
And what was the piece right after Transylvania? There was another piece.
The title of this distinguished composition was Elvis Catfish Enema a Go-Go.
Oh, Elvis Catfish Enema a Go-Go. Okay. I don't know why that made me hungry. All right, so well,
a delectable treat.
I don't know when Dan Barrett's gonna arrive, but I want to. You know, me and Dan Barrett are we're directors of a brand new chamber group called the International Street Cannibals.
International Street Cannibals.
Cannibals, yes.
And next Sunday, an International Street Cannibals Philharmonic.
Yes. So.
Very, very distinctive right there.
Yeah, and next Sunday we're going to have a concert right here in New York City. So anybody listening from New York, come and to this concert at St. Mark's Church, Sunday the 23rd at 2 p.m. It's a free concert. We're going to have music by me, music by Dan Barrett. Also, Charles Coleman is going to be singing at
this
concert.
Right.
And I think maybe when Dan comes, he promised to give us a little. We're going to record a spot, an advertising spot.
We
for
should
this
specify October 23rd, 2005.
This is 2005. So if you listen in 2008, don't
eight,
come.
Yeah, don't come.
I'll come. You know, whatever. No, we'll see. There's something in the church.
If I may add, team of composers includes as well America's favorite pornographer, Joe Gallant.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Noise Punk Gene Pritzker, as we have mentioned, Daniel Cooper, Arthur Campbell, and Greg Evans.
And Joseph Pearson, don't forget to mention.
This is sponsored by the makers of Shits and All, America's favorite laxative.
Shits and All, America's favorite.
If you recall some of FDR's fireside chats, in which he says, and I quote, whatever our national dangers, America remains in secure hands, for whenever America is constipated, America reaches for Shits and All, a new cherry Shits and All for children. I would like to add that this very distinguished gentleman, Adolf Schietzheim of Chicago, was the nephew of Ludwig Schietzheim, who was a Vienna, who was the inventor of the family of Viennese rectal horns. Now, in F, B flat, and E flat major. Now, this was originally designed for Wagner's operas until a falling out with the composer. Also, a designer of the E flat bass crapophonium, which was actually in the original text of Berlioz's Requiem.
Oh, yes, the crapophonium, of course. Charles plays that daily.
Beautiful. It sounded like Tyrannosaurus Rex fart. You know, marvelous sonority.
Well, awkward moment, party of three.
Well, perhaps, okay, well.
Why don't we just segue? What do you say, Gene?
We have to segue to something. I don't know to what. But does that. Well, we're waiting for Dan Barrett. Do you know
is
when
he here yet, by the way?
I think he is still in his spacecraft one and waiting to arrive. There is a number of ladies, cave ladies, who are detaining him. He's busy sipping cherry phosphates, you know.
Well, do you have any music to represent
on spacecraft one? Yeah, well, you know.
You're his lawyer or you're his representative?
He's representative.
Yeah,
he's
so he
spokesman.
Must have music.
Yeah. Which means he doesn't pay you much.
Well, you know, this is something of which we will not speak. But if you will be kind enough to allow me to indulge your attentions, I would like to examine a recording from my own historic archives, which I would like to judge and critique with the gentleman in the studio.
Yes, sir.
This sounds very interesting to us. Yes, we're going to critique it.
This work is by the eminent artist Napoleon the 14th, and it is entitled The Nuts on My Family Tree.
I flip every time I take a look at the pictures inside my family book, and my mind wanders back where I'd like to be with the nuts on my family tree. I take off my hat and I burst with pride when I recall all the things they tried. Their classic bits made such history, the nuts on my family tree. The first stood his ground at Waterloo, and it was such a foolish thing to do. He was soaking his feet, but he wasn't done, so I ask you, how could he run? The next nut was sure a lot of fun. He was there in the boat with Washington when a leak in the boat made the water spout. He drilled a hole to let the water out. I take off my hat and I burst with pride when I recall all the things they tried. Their classic bits made such history, the nuts on my family tree. The next got the word from Paul Revere, but he stayed just to have that one last beer. So the word he was just too drunk to say that the British were on the way. The one who with Custer took a stand, I am now gonna give a great big hand. But the hand that he gets should be in the mouth, 'cause he forgot to tell old George go south. I take off my hat and I burst with pride when I recall all the things they tried. Their classic bits made such history, the nuts on my family tree. 4, 5, 9, 2, 7, 3, 4.
The Nuts on My Family Tree, performed by Napoleon XIV from the album The Second Coming. And this album was shown to us by one of the multiple personalities of Dan Barrett, a musician and eccentric extraordinaire.
Well, this was an extremely, represents an extremely penetrating search of American foreign policy. And performed with what we assume to be his colonial jazz band. Absolutely remarkable.
Were those period instruments? Those
Dry eye in the house. Not a very moving.
Certainly a very moving work indeed.
Yeah. Was I probably a student of
John Fields?
Jean Dureschke.
Yes, Dureschke.
One of the great singing teachers before the turn of century.
And probably related to, who's related to, Edvard Dureschke.
That's right, and Pauline Dureschke. Tremendous voice.
I feel like I got a Dureschke of my own over here.
But I'm bumped. But I'm
Explain how that was pertinent to the output of Dan Barrett's musical compositions.
Listen, I just want to say presidential candidate that this is going to be my theme song.
Oh, Lester, that's
and
great.
And I'll use the words beer, wine, and marijuana.
Beer, wine, and marijuana.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Da 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 da.
Do we do that every show, Charles? Is that a new thing?
Yeah, it seems like it's segue, isn't it?
Segue in every show.
Very noteworthy interjection, by the way.
Now, when is Dan Barrett arriving? Has he called you? I think he called you on your Transylvania.
He remains on Spacecraft One.
Still on the spacecraft.
Yeah, surrounded by a bevy of cave ladies, yes.
He's been places, that guy.
Well, I just want to talk a little about this concert we're going to have on Sunday. And Dan Barrett's going to play this piece of mine for solo cello, which he has already played. And I have a recording of it, so I was going to play this piece. Mm-hmm. It's called What Occurred in the Dark Goes On in the Light. What Occurred in the Dark Goes On in the Light. And this is Dan Barrett playing a live concert at Mr. Representative of Barrett, do you remember where this concert was? It was at a theater. I forget the name of the theater.
This theater was located in the depths of the crater that lies in Antarctica.
Really?
Rather difficult concert hall. One has to take a number of switch-offs in the subways, but eventually we'll get there.
Yeah. All right, well. Anyway.
What a metaphor for you.
What Occurred in the Dark Goes On in the Light, performed by Gene Pritzker. That's me. Performed by Dan Barrett. ¶¶
In the light goes on in the dark. Music of Gene Pritzker, performed by the great Dan Barrett, cellist, composer, multiple personality extraordinaire.
Spectacular work, spectacular performance.
Thank you, and tell Dan Barrett that I thought he did a great, great job.
Yeah, would you, please?
Yeah, he is remains presently occupied.
Yes, of course. Yes.
The ladies, of course.
Well...
Okay, well, what's next, guys? What are we? What else did Dan Barrett tell you to do? I know he gave you a whole list of things that you should bring over here.
Now, out of the private archives arises now a distinguished recording by the great Fernando de Lucia. The recording dates from, I believe, 1904. It is a recording of Ecco Redenta in Cielo from Wilhelm Tell of Rossini.
Wait a minute. Now, why are you playing the Rossini piece? I'm a little confused. Is Dan Barry related to Rossini? Is that what it is?
Yes, he's related to Wagner, Rossini, Hitler, and Nietzsche.
Well, you know what? I think if you want to play this recording, this will be interesting. Why don't you and Charles, while listening to recording, and you guys, I know, both know a lot about vocalists, about singing, Charles being
to
a singer.
To say the least.
And to say the least, in fact, yes. So why don't you listen to the recording and talk over it and
A
live critique.
As I was once one of the eminent castrati of the century.
I think you still are the eminent castrati of the century. Yeah.
Good. Oh my God! It's Barbieri, and it sounds like it's in C major, but it sounds like it's in B major. For those of you with perfect pitch,
there was a question of whether he used transpositions, which he was known to do on occasion, in these particular recordings, or whether he used the original key.
Yeah.
There is some question about the speed of the vibrato.
Yeah.
The vibrato was known to be vexatious to certain British critics because of its speed.
He's taking liberties there. It's well done. Yeah, it's beautifully sung, needless to say. I don't know this tenor very well.
This was a spinto tenor who, among a trio of himself, Anselmi, and Bonci, were those tenors who had, in great measure, affected Tito Skipa's style.
Oh, yeah, the great Tito Skipa. Wow, that is breathtaking.
Notice the tendency of spinning out the tone, inserting fioraturi, and all those devices by which the true bel canto style,
yeah, all natural,
is characterized.
All very natural. Very, very, no technical jargon getting in the way at all.
And notice the smoothness also and suavity of the passaggio.
Yes. Man, if I had that kind of breath control, I'd never leave the house. Okay, that didn't work.
Charles, you hardly leave the house, isn't it?
What are you trying to say?
But at least you're in the hands of someone who loves you.
Oh!
Stoyanska!
Stoyanska.
Man, this is the best fucking recording ever in my life, man. Reminds me of beer, wine, and marijuana. Perhaps he has not had the full castration, but half of a castration.
Yeah, there is such a thing as half castration, which I think Little Jimmy Scott had, that's rumored to have had.
He had a ball.
He had one ball.
Maybe a half.
Yeah. He can't stop. Oh, there he goes. He's stuck.
Hey. Hey.
Cha-cha-cha.
Not in a technique like a Bechstein or a Busendorf.
you know, this reminds me of that piece by Dan Barrett called Cha-cha-cha. Maybe we should segue from this right into cha-cha-cha.
That's a good, let's do that.
Let's everybody cha-cha-cha.
Capital idea.
Yeah. No, right here.
Well, so much from Barbieri. What I called it, before, a curious transformation.
Yeah, the cha-cha part has just passed. It's coming back
not
again, though.
Right, Wilhelm Tell.
Yeah. It's so. This is the recording speed. Not
Charles.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, my sister never sounded better.
Cha-cha-cha. All right, it's coming again. Hold on. Cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha!
Cha-cha-cha!
Oh.
Cha-cha-cha!
Come on, man!
Cha-cha-cha!
Hey, hey.
There's
hey.
Liberty here, Gene. Come on. Wow. This guy gets laid a lot. I don't know.
Cha-cha-cha!
Cha-cha-cha! Does he go for the high note or the low note? He goes for... He's stuck! He does it as written.
Cha-cha-cha!
Cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha.
Music of Dan Barrett, Cha-Cha-Cha, performed by the Zombie Staatsoper, and one of the multiple personalities of Dan Barrett, the Transylvanian Maniac. And prior to that, we did a listen to and did a little critique of the tenor Fernando Di Lucia, born in 1860 and died in 1925, his performance of Count Almaviva's first aria in the first act of Il Barbiere di Siviglia. Wonderful segue, friend, and that's all I gotta say, courtesy of the great Dan Barrett.
Beer, wine, and marijuana.
Oh,
yes, Mr. Spass is very scholarly interjection with regard to Fernando Di Lucia's tremendous exposition. Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay, so listen, we really, you know, we only have 20 minutes or so left of the show, so Dan Barrett really needs to come. I heard that he's going to come and play for us.
My fellow Americans, beer, wine, and marijuana, and I just wanted to, oh, you're not going to believe this. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, yeah.
Yeah, there is Dan Barrett.
His Eminence, Dan Barrett.
Hi, boys and girls.
Hey, it's Danny Barrett. Oh,
it's
my
Danny
God.
Danny Barrett. Welcome to our show, Danny.
Welcome. How were the ladies, by the way?
They were splendid. A very abundant howdy to everyone out there.
That's great. Well, you're so we've played some of your music. We've played you playing my piece, your cello thing. I don't know if we have any recordings
of
you conducting.
All of which is regrettable. What's that?
Do you have any recordings of you conducting? Or no, we don't have it.
Well, actually, they were abducted from the archives.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, I remember the greater archive abduction.
Yeah, that was...
Because, you know, when I introduce Dan Barrett, I usually say cellist, conductor, composer.
Right.
And, you know, multi-personality sicko.
But eccentric.
Yes. And we've done all those things except conducting. We heard you play, you heard you play my piece and other things, but maybe you're an incredible improviser as well, so perhaps a little improvisionary for us.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
I'll happily concede.
So, ladies and gentlemen, take your seats, buckle up, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. Dan Barrett.
Improvisionary. Cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha!
A very moving little number, if I may say so. Mr. Coleman, what is your feelings about this performance?
Oh my God, it went all over the place, but there was a feeling of unity nonetheless, no matter how far it went.
Thank you, boys and girls.
Yes, Danny Barrett.
So easy when you know how.
An improv by Danny Barrett, soon to be transcribed by somebody.
And those little things that might have seemed like intonation actually were just microtonal. That was actually quite notated, the few notes that were
just for the record,
really out of tune,
even though they were improvised.
Listen, I want to tell you something, all you little rookies out there. One thing which can be learned from the improvisations of the eminent Dan Barrett, let me tell you something. You get out there instead of running around with your heads cut off and your heads up your tussies.
Like chickens.
You spend your time reading great works. You practice or don't practice. You go and throw yourself into the great works of the mind. You know what I say?
Actually, I can't disagree with you on that. I've spent no small degree of time going over the works of Dante, Goethe, Virgil, and Catullus.
Yeah, man, and I gotta say, beer, wine, and marijuana.
I've heard that before.
It's very well said. Yeah, I'm the sentiments of which I'm.
Dan Barrett also. I know that you like to improvise a lot with your voice, making fun stories and or what. And I know that you have a track of Transylvania, the Motel Transylvania, just with the rhythm track. Again with that. And I think you should perhaps give us a little of your rhyming skills.
Something in which I hope I'll be joined by the people in the
studio. Of course you will.
Very possibly.
And maybe members of the listening audience.
One, two, three.
State up your rear end. Hey. Oh yeah!
Joy it in their praise. And when ye list your own mishaps to mourn, which death or love or fortune's wrecked raise, your string could soon to sadder tenor turn, and teach the woods and waters to lament your doleful dreariment. Now lay those sorrowful complaints aside, and having all your heads with garland crowned, help me mine own love's praises to resound. Now let the same of any be envied, so Orpheus did for his own bride. So I unto myself alone will sing. The woods shall to me answer, and my echo ring.
Music of Danny Barrett, along with a live performance and recitation. And that'll do it. We're going to have to say goodbye.
What was the poem by? Whose poem was that?
That was Edmund Spenser, Epiphanium.
Oh, it was a beautiful poem, and you read it beautifully.
And it worked perfectly in context.
You're a nice boy.
Yeah, it's first stanza.
Okay, so Dan Barrett's got to go and buy a microphone for a concert, and just don't forget to come and see us on Sunday the 23rd for the International Street Cannibals with Dan Barrett and myself, directors of it, and Charles Coleman singing in it. That will be at St. Mark's Church. What is the address of that church, Danny? Do you remember?
131 East 10th Street.
East 10th Street and 2nd Avenue. And you could email us and if you need more information. But for now, I guess we have to say goodbye to Danny.
Danny, thank you so much for coming. It's been a pleasure. Sure. We are honored by your presence and your multiple personalities as well.
Sure. I'm thank you. Glad to be here.
Bye, Danny.
Yay. Bye, Danny. Why don't we end with another wonderful cello performance by Dan Barrett? What do you have there,
Charles? Well, we have this. It's like an Irish band. They're called Cherish the Ladies. I guess they're a famous Irish band. They're an RCA Victor, and Dan Barrett plays cello on one of their tracks called, what is it called? The Isle
of Innisfree.
Isle of Innisfree. Okay, interesting.
It's featuring a solo obbligato by our guest, Dan Barrett.
Okay, so here it is. Check it out.
I will rise and go now and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin built there of clay and wattles made. 9 wee rows will I have there, and a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee loud clay. I shall have some peace there. Peace comes. comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the crickets sing. Their midnight solid glimmer and noon a purple glow, and evening is full of the linnet's wing. I hear it in the deep heart's core. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin built there of clay and wattles made.
Group entitled Cherish the Ladies?
That's the name of the group, and that was Dan Barrett in the background there playing some very nice cello. Quite different from what he did here in the studio.
A little calmer.
A little calmer.
More traditional atmosphere.
Oh, look, somebody's calling me. You know who's calling me?
Who?
It's Sean.
Oh, no.
Hey, Sean. You're on speakerphone on our radio show. Say hello.
Hello.
Yay, Sean's calling us. It's Satan's quarter. And we'll just hang up on him.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Sean.
Okay, we got to end the show soon. What's
right,
our final track?
Well, anyway, so look, I just want to, Dan, we played that piece of mine, For Solo Cello, What Occurs in the Light Goes on in the Dark.
Powerful
and Dan
piece
is gonna,
indeed.
Yeah, it's a good piece that he played it well, really. And
oh, yeah.
I think, he's going to play that piece on the concert on Sunday the 23rd. And another piece that he's going to play, him and two other players, Michio Suzuki on bass clarinet and Greg Baker on electric guitar. It's a trio. It's a piece of mine called Poem Number One, and they're going to play that piece. But I have a recording of me playing electric guitar, Dan Barrett on cello, and Marianne Gisfeld on bass clarinet.
That's it, yep.
So the piece is called Poem Number One, and it's on a it's on a poem by Theodore Rothke called Elegy for Jane. And I wrote this piece, and my friend Andrew Meshberg drew a painting. So when we present the piece, we read the poem, play the music, and Andrew unveils a painting that he did to this. And okay, so here's the piece, Poem Number One.
By Gene Pritzker, a.k.a. Noise Punk. Thank you. Poem number one by Gene Pritzker, a.k.a. Noise Punk.
And that was Dan Barrett on cello.
Who was our guest earlier.
Marion Githfeld on bass clarinet and myself on electric guitar. And you could hear this piece again on Sunday the 23rd, 2005.
October 23rd.
October 23rd with Greg Baker guitar, Mitchell Suzuki bass clarinet, and Dan Barrett again on cello at St. Mark's Church. Here comes the theme music, and that was Noise Punk and
Das Crooner.
Show number two. Hope you enjoyed it.
And until next time, noise to you!
Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Noise Punk.
And as we say, noise to you.
Noise Punk and Das Crooner.